This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Attorney General Merrick Garland is testifying before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee at this hour. He told lawmakers the Justice Department, quote, will apply the facts and the law and make a decision, end quote, when considering a criminal contempt referral for Steve Bannon. The House is preparing to approve Thursday. The full House prepares to vote on a criminal contempt resolution for former President Donald Trump's advisor. The move will put before the department a decision on whether to prosecute Bannon for his refusal to cooperate in the House Judiciary's January 6th insurrection investigation. European Union leaders met Thursday to discuss ways to safeguard energy supplies as prices soar, as well as pressure a defiant Polish prime minister to fall back into line on EU law. The energy debate at the EU leader summit comes amid spiraling prices that are pummeling households and businesses still reeling from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The talks come just as 10 days ahead of the opening of a UN climate summit that is widely seen as the last chance to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki insisted Thursday he would, quote, not act under the pressure of blackmail, end quote, as European Union leaders pushed him to recognize EU law trumps national decision-making. Upon arrival for the EU summit in Brussels, he said they're ready for dialogue, but not expanding the scope of EU competences. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Thursday called on the world's 20 richest nations to step up donations of COVID-19 doses to the Global South, where vaccinations lag. The G20 countries will hold a summit next week. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news briefing, quote, the G20 countries must fulfill their dose-sharing commitments immediately, end quote. The organization's ambassador for global health financing said if the world's richest countries cannot mobilize for a vaccine airlift to developing countries, an epidemiological and economic dereliction of duty will shame us all, end quote. There's still a shortfall of 500 million vaccine doses to reach WHO's 40% vaccination target in all countries by year end, while 240 million doses are lying unused in the West. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday said the government was sticking with its winter COVID-19 plan despite the high number of infections. Speaking during a visit to County Antrim, Johnson said the numbers were within the parameters forecast by scientists advising the UK government. He said, quote, we're watching the numbers very carefully every day. Britain is relying heavily on vaccines to keep the virus at bay during the autumn and winter months. Johnson urged millions of people to get booster vaccine shots. Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Tony Blair said Thursday, Britain should set a target of delivering 500,000 COVID-19 booster shots a day. Blair praised the early stages of the vaccine rollout, but observed the country has now been overtaken by some of its European neighbors. He argues more should be done to vaccinate youngsters ages 12 to 17 and Britain and pregnant women. A new wave of families of Islamic State group militants are preparing to leave a camp in northeast Syria. After spending years in the camp, which houses the wives, widows, children, and other family members of IS militants, Kurdish authorities are letting them go. According to officials in the camp, 69 families have already left and returned to their homes. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin offered Thursday strong condemnation after European Union lawmakers adopted a resolution saying the EU must deepen ties with Taiwan and start work on an investment deal with the island. North Korea said Thursday the United States was overreacting to its recent missile test and questioned the sincerity of Washington's offers of talks after a U.S. envoy repeated an offer to meet without preconditions. Pyongyang has said in recent weeks that its weapons tests are aimed at boosting its defense capabilities. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.